Rush, top 10, the best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses, TMR Top 10. Join in live on the Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m., heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app, twitch.tv/monsterrx931.
And at RX931 on FB and YouTube, only from Manila's hottest, Monster RX93.1.
Monster RX 93.1 presents TMR, The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush, your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Sassy, moody, nasty.
The Morning Rush. And online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and just like that, it's a Wednesday, and just like that, Merry Christmas, everyone!
What? It's only June, okay? It's not July yet. It's only June 29, but good morning!
Well, it feels like it. I feel like any moment now, lalabas na si Jose Marichan, and ikigreet na tayo ng ano. Christmas is in our hearts.
Well, let me tell you something.
What?
What I'm feeling right now, it's nothing like Christmas.
It's not Christmas. It's what? Holy Week. Biyernes Santo.
Black Saturday.
Black Saturday. Ito yung ano eh. Ito yung hirita ka na. Oh, ba't mukha kang Biyernes Santo?
Yung mag-good morning. Tapos what's good in the morning?
What? Sabi mo, morning lang.
Oo, morning.
Yung gusto mo magsungit, pero you have to remind yourself that, you know, the people greeting you good morning have nothing to do with what's upsetting you. So you have to like find that healthy middle.
I know.
Na morning. Ayaw mag good morning. Ayaw mo rin naman magtaray. So, morning.
Yeah. Mm-mm. How short-lived my tennis comeback.
And you were so excited.
Tennis
yesterday.
Viewing comeback.
Diba,
I was
you
so
even
excited.
Announced it yesterday.
No, because somebody asked about it. Like, how excited are you
yeah.
for Serena's comeback? And I was like, yes, I'm so excited. Of course, not, I mean, to be fair naman, I had my expectations managed. Hindi naman ako super nag-expect, pero it's still painful.
And you probably didn't expect it to come this early.
And you know what? Actually, either that or I expected it to be like a disaster. A complete disaster. Because she hasn't played in over a year, in a long yeah. time. So I was just thinking, you know, but then she gave me a lot of moments of brilliance that made me think, okay, I think we can get through this. But yeah, she lost. Anyway.
Moving on.
It's okay. I just hope she returns later this year for the US Open.
Are you more upset when Roger loses or when Serena loses? I mean, I'm sure they both suck. Pero alam mo yung, I'm sure you can sense the difference na mas inconsolable ka.
Oh, it's almost the same.
It's almost the same.
Yeah.
Oh, kasi nothing compares to like Steffi losing. I don't think there's anyone, even my other favorites, even Roger, it's never reached that level. Yung dati kasi talaga I would be like shattered, you know, like lalo na pag ayoko yung the person she lost to, kunyari
yeah.
I don't know, kunyari Martina Hingis, or like I would be like
Busina naman, may Martina Hingis fan dito.
Can it be anybody else except her?
Oh my, you know, god, you're like, such a hater. Alam mo kung nag-abot lang tayo,
oh my
fandom
gosh.
Mo.
I cannot.
But even me as a Martina Hingis fan, I really don't remember Steffi matches.
Yeah.
Ang tumatak na sa brain ko na Martina rival was Jennifer Capriati. Yun na yung mga time na...
Oh, pero maghalos magkakasabay pa rin yun. Dapat naanabutan mo pa rin yung...
Hindi ko na... Wala akong masyadong memory
talaga.
Of ano.
Parang maybe because, nauna pa nga yatang nawala si Jennifer.
No. No naman.
Diba? Parang... Luma na rin si Jennifer.
But Steffi's older naman than
older,
Jennifer.
Pero alam mo yun, parang like...
I think she... Kasi may mga naging problema si Jennifer in terms of like
drugs, diba?
Oh, parang yeah. Drug tests or whatever. Mm-hmm. No. Pero meron siyang specific painful loss that I remember from like my childhood.
Okay.
Na parang I was so stunned that she lost. Kasi she had it. You know, one of those comebacks na... nakabalik pa si Capriati. Kasi, so, hindi ko na makalimutan yan.
I was never a Capriati fan. Pero, if she beat Martina, I'd probably be rooting her on.
Oh my God. So, how can you not like Martina?
Oh my gosh, I can't stand her.
I like, loved her.
Siguro ano, sa females, probably my least favorite of all female tennis players.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Damn.
I don't... Well... I didn't watch na kasi as often that I did after Steffi. Pero siguro dahil yun yung parang... Pero I can imagine other opponents and nobody annoyed me as much as Martina Hingis. Like super dislike. I remember not liking Monica Seles as well. Before kasi Martina, it was Monica who was like Steffi's biggest rival.
Yeah.
But after what happened to her kasi, that was so horrible.
Oh, the stabbing?
Like parang I couldn't get myself to not root for her after that. Because it was horrible. Pero yun, so I guess it was Martina because she was always like... And that's why I guess it was so weird because Daisy Ridley reminds me of Martina Hingis facial-wise. Tila mo, they kind of look alike. Meron siyang expression.
Daisy Ridley again?
Star Wars.
Ah, that's why I don't know her. Okay.
And meron siyang ngiti. Maybe it's the mouth, it's the expression that reminds me of Martina Hingis. I don't know why.
I see it.
You see it?
I see it.
You see it, diba?
See
so parang
it.
Like, alam mo yung bida siya sa Star Wars, and I'm like, why can't I get behind her? And I'm like, oh, she reminds me of... Ganun katindi. Lordy Lord. Like, alam mo yung wala silang kinalaman sa isa't isa, but just because...
God.
And it took me a while before, I was like, why
you couldn't
am I
figure
not,
it out.
I can't figure it out. Why am I not, like, behind... this character, you know? And then I realized, oh my gosh, kasi kamukha niya si Martina Hingis! And I was like, how deep is my dislike
for
her?
So masaya ka na maaga siyang nag-retire?
Yes! Yes! Alam mo, kahit wala na si... Kasi diba Steffi left and she retired.
Yeah.
So basically, like, it didn't matter if she kept on winning or not, but I was like, no.
Oh my like, God. No. Okay.
Ganon.
But even, I wish you watched her, like, when she got older. When she made her return. Tapos when she became, like, the number one doubles player.
Doubles player, yeah.
I wish you watched her then. Kasi, I do feel like maybe you would have changed your mind about her. Kasi, alam mo, syempre, iba na yung personality.
Yeah.
Iba na yung demeanor on court.
Ang ano niya kasi, ang angas niya kasi.
Because she was so young at the time when you were watching her, when she was playing against Steffi. Di ba nga, she was what, 16? She was like a child wonder.
Yeah.
So, well, baka, you know, she was so full of
it.
Spunk.
No, she was so full of it.
Whatever.
Ayoko siya.
Whatever.
Ayoko siya.
Alam mo...
Kasi inis pa ako na. Yung parang siyang ano, parang si Kobe Paras, di ba? Yung, alam mo yung pinangalanan ka after...
another great.
An icon. Tapos you do end up like, you know, being good yourself. Yung, alam mo yun, yung parang like, she was named after Martina Navratilova and then she became like a champion herself. And I'm like, hug.
Well, okay, hater. Okay.
But I'm owning it. Like, I know that I'm a hater. I mean, like, pero for me, parang, I guess it's like you and the, you cannot be named. Parang ganon. Like,
may ginawa naman kasi maraming atraso yun eh.
O, totoo naman. Pero alam mo yun, like, ayoko rin kasi si Martina Hingis.
Okay, fine. But you know, again.
And look ha, like, I used to super not like Nadal. Pero alam mo yung merong redemption. Yung, like now, I super like him and I'm like, you know what? My dislike for you was unwarranted. I mean, you know, you and Roger.
You're a nice
like,
guy.
You know, you were...
Even
you were,
Roger likes you.
You were necessary for each other's success. You know, the rivalry helped you both. Blah, blah, blah. Not Martina. Sorry.
Okay. Well, Nadal is still in the tournament. He had a little scary situation too earlier, but he got through it. Unfortunately, you can't say the same about Serena. But to be fair, like I said, she hasn't played a singles match in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she did have a little warm-up tournament, but she played doubles and she only had like 2 matches.
Right.
So it was obviously not the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very different. But I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. I just really wish she doesn't stop again for a long time.
Right.
I really hope she continues to train, and hopefully by the time the U.S. Open comes around, she will be more ready, more prepared.
So we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking JR Keita for the topic. Hashtag lessons learned from movies.
Ang dami.
Alam naman natin na fiction lang siya, pero alam mo yun, here and there you will get lessons. So let's give you examples. Lessons learned from movies. Just take off her glasses and a girl instantly transforms from a nerd to a Victoria's Secret model.
It's the secret to being beautiful.
How did that happen? Did you just take off her glasses and suddenly naka-makeup na?
And actually, dumiretso
na yung buhok.
Medyo nakaka-offend for people with glasses yung stereotype na yun. Na laging pre-makeover. Kind of like the whole curly hair issue, diba? Na people with curly hair were like, bakit laging before yung curly
before.
Hair namin? Tas pag after, straight na yung buhok, diba?
Sa Pilipinas naman, opposite. Like when you're like your before, parang diretso yung buhok mo, pag biglang yumaman ka, naka-perm ka na, kulot-kulot na yung buhok mo. So it's kind of like weird.
It is a little weird. But yeah, yung glasses na yun, parang ang dami kayong hot chicks na naka-glasses.
Oo naman. Even ano nga, di ba? Like in one of the recent K-dramas I watched, like infinitely like better looking yung isang character with glasses on. Like yun yung naging iconic ano niya. Yung ano ko, yung pag nag... papatay ako ng video, yung avatar ko.
Okay.
Si ano, Kim Min Kyu. Lessons learned from movies. In the time of Jesus, FYI, the Romans spoke with a British accent and the Jews spoke with an American accent. Di ba sa lahat ng mga Jesus movies? Did you notice that? Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Pag Romans, British. Pag Jewish, American.
Oo nga.
Yes! Like, even from like the 60s na mga Jesus movies, ganon. Like, si Pilate is always like a British actor. The soldiers are British actors.
I wonder
and then
why.
The Jew, like, I think it's because it's American productions.
Okay, maybe.
And you know how, like, alam mo yung very villainous yung dating ng British accent na, we're richer, we're more powerful. Tapos pag ano kayo, like, yeah, we're Jewish. I'm
my
an apostle. So, dapat naka-American accent. Kasi parang it seems
hindi naman
friendly.
Ganun. Mapapa. Grabe. Nasobra naman yun.
Hindi, pero gets. Yung parang mas apehan pag American accent.
I guess.
You know, I guess it's the whole, you know, the British colonize the Americans kind of deal.
Mm-mm.
You know, that kind of thing. And another example, lessons learned from movies. It's not the size of your wand. It's how you use it.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. And diba, sometimes some wands are like longer, girthier. Like, but you know, it's the power inside of it that matters, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's how you wield your wand.
It's how it performs.
It's how.
Especially
it's how
under pressure.
Exactly.
Diba, when you're faced with like somebody you're
ikaw
fighting.
Nga ano eh, dapat sobrang Potterhead ka kasi the most powerful wand is the Elder Wand. Eh, di ba, peg mo yun.
Hindi ako talaga Potterhead eh. I mean, I've watched the movies.
Yeah.
I haven't read all the books.
Yeah.
I did read the first couple kasi I had the entire set before.
Which is weird. Like, I would think maybe you wouldn't be into the movies, but for sure, being a bookworm, that you would be into the books.
But you know, it's fantasy kasi. You know me and fantasy. Diba?
For me kasi, the
genre.
The what do you call it? Parang what made it magical was not the magic. it was actually the characters. So I would think that you would get into that. Kasi like, it's always the, you know, the Naruto thing na the loser is the hero pala. You know, I'm such a sucker for that.
Maybe
narrative. That's
why I'm not into it.
You know? And then, you know, like, against all odds kind of stories?
I don't relate to it.
Dapat kasi, ano, Maleficent style. Dapat talaga, ganun. Eh.
I don't relate to it.
Ano tayo eh, ang gusto nating narrative, yung mga bruja with a heart of gold. Alam mo yung bruja with a heart of gold?
I'm so sorry. Bad. I just really, I don't know. I don't respond to stories with like, you know, where the loser suddenly become like the winners or whatever. I'm medyo dead ma lang sa ganung story.
No, I mean, you love...
Nothing against it. I just don't gravitate
towards those. You love the
villains.
You'll identify Voldemort. The one who tried to kill Harry Potter as a baby.
Kilala ko si Voldemort.
At saka the one who tried to kill Harry Potter as a baby.
No. It's... Alam mo, mahilig ako sa juvenile shows, right? Mga coming of age stories, high school stories. Maybe because Harry Potter started so young. Even in the, you know, in the books.
Parang grade school siya.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I never got into it.
But you liked yung mga, weren't you like Bubsy Twins or sa ano ba yun?
Sweet Valley. But
hindi,
I was a kid at the time, gets?
Oh,
I was younger,
true,
I was always younger than the characters that I was reading about.
Mm.
So, alam mo yon. So, when I was reading about them and they were in 6th grade, alam mo yung grade 1 ako. So,
right,
parang
right.
They were aspirational.
Right.
As opposed to yung ganon na parang, bata. Parang galit. Bata.
Oh, kasi siya? Like, when the first Harry Potter book came out, I was a toddler, diba? So, alam mo yung parang it was also like aspirational for me. What are you talking about?
Right. 30-something toddler.
When it came out, I was like, oh, I mean that.
Gugu gaga.
Kaya ba, Harry Potter?
Oh my God, I guess. Oh, the lies.
Can that be my new
Even
ano,
Marky
character?
Was a child when it came out. Ikaw toddler.
Can I make that my new character? Baby Chico.
Toddler Chico.
Oh, toddler Chico.
Pwede.
And lessons learned for movies. If you need an escape car, just get any random car. Find 2 wires underneath the steering wheel. Rub them together and the car will start.
You kind of feel like it's so easy to
like
do.
It's so easy, no?
Yung parang itatapat mo lang naman yung...
Parang
like,
ididikit mo lang yung dalawang wire.
Oh,
like
eh.
Usually it's like one blue, one red.
Tsaka parang like, ang linis ng gupit ng wires eh. Yung parang perfect
no, but
fit.
You know what? People who are into like... automotive whatever technology, like, is that accurate? Can you really start a car? Can you hot wire a car?
Right?
I mean, I've always like, see, why would they put it in the movies if it's complete baloney, diba? So I'm sure there must be some sort of like truth to it somehow.
Alam mo, same vibe siya ng opening yung door ng walang key
and with a credit card.
Well, more yung nagpipick ng lock.
Yung parang
they make like, it seem like it's...
Paperclip?
Oo.
Or alam mo yung parang pako or something na...
Basta, something, uh-oh. Yeah.
No, but even the credit card. Diba they just go like, flip, parang sinaswipe lang nila tapos nabubuksan na nila yung door? Is that even possible?
I think it depends on the kind of door you're trying to open.
Maybe older doors?
Maybe. Or like yung hindi masyadong complicated na doors.
I actually tried it. The card won't even fit in the yung between the
crack between
the door and the what do you call it, the frame.
Yeah,
it's so tightly sealed you can't even like maybe
yeah,
underneath.
That's why I feel like it only works on certain doors. Hindi siya universal hack.
Yeah, that's
yung
true.
Lock picking pa. Feeling ko yun yung mas you know it can
it's
work.
It's possible. Yeah.
Oo, talaga.
And one last example, lessons learned from movies. Maging mabait sa mga friends mong mukhang unggoy. Pag naging Planet of the Apes tayo, they could save your life. You know? Alam mo, they'll speak on behalf of you na. Hindi, ano yan, mabait yan.
I never watched that movie.
Me too.
Never had a desire to. Me too. Mainig sa
I don't like monkeys.
Uh-oh, same.
And remember, even in Pokemon, Marky would rag on me on it. Like, why don't you like the monkey Pokemon? Like, honestly, basta the moment it's like a monkey, parang hindi ko na siya type na Pokemon.
Oh.
I don't know. There's something about monkeys that I'm scared of.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're like, they're so close to humans.
And they're portrayed kasi as sobrang wise to the point of like being harmful. Alam mo yun, di ba? In
yes,
movies.
Yes.
Yung parang lagi na lang
tuso.
Tuso. So sobrang tuso nila. Na-outsmart pa nila yung humans in certain situations.
IRL, you know how like I love animals, right? Like I always fantasize of having a pet ganito, pet ganyan. But with monkeys, I'm scared of them.
Never.
Oo. Kasi nga parang they're like pseudo-humans, I guess.
Yeah.
So that freaks me out a little bit na
same.
They look like humans but they're not humans. They move like humans but not quite like humans.
Yeah.
The expressions look really scary to me. Like
I know.
Like, do you understand me the way humans understand?
Yeah,
me?
I never went to that Bali.
Me too.
Tourist destination.
Me too. No. Like I think we did, pero like it was the part of the tour that I didn't enjoy. Kasi hello,
you
ang daming
went pa.
Like don't bring food. Take off mga shiny stuff like earrings
and
necklaces.
Tsaka mga shades.
Don't look at them in the eye. Don't show your teeth. Don't smile. Kasi showing of teeth in monkey language is a sign of aggression.
Oh my god.
So alam mo yung like, then why are we going?
Before even flying to Bali, I was like, hard pass. I am not gonna go to that place.
No monkey business.
No monkey business on this trip. So, yeah.
I'm not a fan.
All
I'm
my
sorry.
Friends didn't go then. Wala ring interesado.
I'm
kasi
not
nga,
interested.
Parang, yun, just from reading information na parang bawal tong mga ganito, ganyan, just a reminder, if you're gonna go, parang kami, no, thank you.
Yep.
We'll stay in our villa.
That's why when, yeah, you know what, same. When Planet of the Apes came out, I was like, I'm good. I'm okay.
I don't have to watch
them. I don't have to watch it. I don't have to see Helena Bonham Carter as a chimpanzee.
So, I'm good.
I'm good. Or Gary Oldman as a chimpanzee.
Ah, talaga sila ba yun? I didn't even know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure about Gary Oldman, but for sure, Helena Bonham Carter was the lead chimp.
Oh.
She was the Bida girl, the monkey. But there you go. If you want to join us, tweet us, twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Lessons Learned from Movies in all your tweets.
This is going to be fun. I feel like even yung mga parang movies na iba yung lesson niya talaga actually.
Yes.
Pinatulo, pero iba yung napulot mo.
Totoo.
So yeah, we'll wait for your entries. But also watch out. Do Wait Up for Tea Over Coffee. That's coming up in a bit. Also, we're doing OST today. So wait up for that. For now, more music. It is Riot Wednesday. We're playing songs from the 2000s to the 2010s. Here's something from 2002. Eminem, Lose Yourself. Only on The Morning Rush with Chico and Hazel on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But before that, let's do some greets.
We want to say good morning to Renz and Mark Santiago, Choi Nate Miel, Krister. Hello to Mark Enriquez. Good morning to Edward. Hello to Marvin. And good morning to Nelson Caparaz, who says, just want to say happy birthday to my beautiful friend, Audrey De La Rosa. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thank you for tuning in. Hello to Angel, Lazaro, Annie, and Borge. Also saying good morning to AC and to Brian. Checking out Twitter, we want to say what's up to Simply Nedge, Juice Blank, good morning, Coffee Chugger, and who sent us a photo of a tattoo of Eminem.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think it's his though. Like just maybe a random person with an Eminem tattoo. It's basically Eminem's face, but color blue. Tapos naka beanie siya with the letter M.
Oh.
Na parang Eminem's. Yeah.
Okay.
It's cute. Hello to Juan Miguel, Archer Aguilar, Kuya Anthony, Mama Juvie, Happy Pill, Melai Supergirl, Alma, all the way from London. Says
hello.
Good morning. Pauwi pa lang kami ni hubby from Alanis Morissette's concert. Ang lakas maka, I feel so old.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, but she canceled her concert here in Manila.
What?
She did. It was announced like a few days ago. So, yeah, good for you that you got to catch her.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of my friends are sad about it kasi they got tickets already tapos biglang. Diba nung una parang postponed.
Yeah.
And then she finally posted, I think, na canceled na altogether.
Did they give a reason?
Not sure. I didn't see the post there. I read about it somewhere.
Ooh, okay.
Hello to the Jedi Master who says, back in college, nagbala kami to court Martina Hingis just to become a Swiss national.
Okay.
Why though? Hello to Don Arazo who says, first time to tweet you, been a silent rusher for years.
Aww.
Since living in Dubai. You never fail to make me feel good. Hello to my sisters, Carmi and Joyce. And good morning to Me'an who says, get well soon, AC. Not feeling well today, but still working. Take care. And hello to Red Sparrow, all the way from freezing New Zealand.
Okay. So thank you very much for tuning in. And let's thank JR Keita for the topic. Thank you. This is going to be fun. Hashtag lessons learned from movies. Starting off at number 10 from Yogon. What I'm wearing is not blue. It's cerulean.
From The Devil Wears Prada.
And I think so many of us learned that cerulean is another word for blue. I didn't know that cerulean was another word for blue.
It's a very specific
shade of blue.
Yeah.
You know, the same way na parang, alam mo yun, like aubergine is actually kulay talong.
Purple, uh-oh. Yeah.
Periwinkle is yellow?
It's like, no.
Blue?
Like, para siyang lilac.
Lilac-y?
Uh-oh. Parang blue-purple together. Kind of like
no?
That.
Tapos, ano pa ba yung mga ano? Like, ano yung, what's a very deep word for red? Corny yung mga naisip ko, scarlet.
Crimson,
yeah. That's, di ba mga ganyan? Uh-oh. Like, these are actual colors. Like, if you were to Google them, they will give you the actual shade.
Yeah.
Of that color that you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So, iba pa yan. And number 9 from Wildfire, lessons learned from movies, hindi magandang kalaro sa taguan, si Liam Neeson.
He will find you and he will kill you.
Yeah, no matter where you are. So, yeah, maybe pass. Okay,
wag mo kasi itago yung daughter niya.
Oo.
Diba? Yun naman yun eh. Hindi ka naman niya aanuhin kung hindi mo siya...
Hindi ka niya aanuhin pag kung di mo siya inaano.
Oh,
pero pag inano mo
ha?
Siya, aanuhin ka niya.
Ay, aanuhin ko siya. Eh, di ba notorious pa naman yun for being ano?
Ano?
For being well endowed.
Yeah.
Isn't he known for his like...
Nasa listahan siya.
BDE and BD.
He's not just tall.
Yeah. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Parang ano yan? May photographic evidence pa to?
No.
Just... word around the street.
Parang, ganun. You know, people who probably hooked up with him or something.
Okay.
Kasi ganun yung ano niya, ganun yung, there's a list.
Of actors?
Oo, na parang supposedly. I mean, if you take those lists seriously.
Si ano din? John Hamm.
Yun kasi may evidence. Pag...
Ano? Actually, yung mga ano kasi nila sa Mad Men, diba? Very...
May friend kasi ako nagsabi sa akin.
Ah, ganun?
Oo, she was telling me, si ano, si Lelemon? That's her name, Lelemon. Si Lelemon, sabi, nakita daw niya yung picture ni John Hamm na nag-jogging. Naka-gray sweatpants.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, King.
And hello to Lelemon. Hello. I hope you're listening.
Sino si Lelemon?
Friend. a friend from school.
Oh, very that.
Yeah. Hi, Lelem. And number 8 from Archer Aguilar. Lessons learned from movies. You don't always get a Prince Charming. Sometimes you get a green ugly ogre, and that's okay. Ayaw niya. Ayaw ni Hazel ng ugly green ogre.
What? an ugly green ogre.
Then you completely missed the point of Shrek. That's the subversion of Shrek, that, you know, it's not about the good looks, it's not about a prince and a princess, sometimes it's an ogre and an ogress.
I mean, I watched it, I guess I kind of, I enjoyed it, yeah. But wala naman akong sineryoso dun sa pinanood ko. Oh, wala akong serious takeaway na ganyan.
Hindi ka nagka-crush kay Shrek.
Ay, hindi. Si Beast pa.
Si Beast? No, actually, Beast is
Beast
guapo.
Beast pa.
He has got, even before, arguably nga, parang
mas
hotter siya
nga yung
Beast.
Before, yeah. Dun sa ano, movie.
Dun sa, na, nung naging prince siya na parang, ay, parang,
oo, oh, parang what a letdown. Sana yung state na lang as Beast. No, pero kasi si Beast, parang may BDE. Si Shrek kasi parang, alam mo yung ogre ng Kengkoy pa.
Mm-hmm.
So, wala eh, wala. No.
Feeling mo parang ano, parang, may mold yung ano niya, din niya. Hindi kasi, hindi, gets.
Yeah, pero hindi ako huge Shrek fan kasi. I know a lot of people are Shrek fans.
TBH, I'm not either.
Like, you know, I watched it, but
ako din. I watched all of them, pero like, it's not something that I'd be like, oh, this is one of my favorite animated movies.
Yeah, wala akong nararamdamang nostalgia or like anything like that when I hear Shrek or when I see Shrek.
Actually, I'm more like that talaga with Disney films. Those
ako,
are my...
Hindi rin ako Disney. I'm such Disney a Disney person kasi. So.
Person. Super.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Like, I have such fond memories of Disney.
Only films. Beauty and the Beast.
That's my all-time favorite.
Ugh, my favorite.
All-time favorite. Number 7 from Say. Lessons learned from movies. The only way to achieve the impossible is to believe that it is possible. And sabi nila yung mga nakaka-achieve na impossible, sila yung medyo clueless pa nga.
Mm.
That they actually didn't know that it was impossible. So they went out and did it, and like,
they just did it.
And sometimes,
they
buy with champions. They say that's what it. Like, you don't enter a competition, even entertaining the idea that you're going to lose.
Yeah.
You always think, yeah, I'm going to. Kaya diba, like usually like boxers and all that, they always trash talk. Kasi nga, that's part of the conditioning of your mind.
Na,
I'm going
naman.
To win.
Alala ko na naman si Serena. Ay. Kasi nung press ko niya before Wimbledon. Like, one of the reporters had the audacity to ask, like, entering this tournament, like, what are you expecting? Like, what do you hope to get out of it?
Ooh.
And she gave, like parang, duh. Yung parang yeah. Very that yung answer. Yung parang,
yeah.
Are you seriously asking me this? Parang ganun yung answer niya.
Right.
Oh, which, come on, kahit pa sabihin mo ilang years na hindi naglaro yun, she's won 23 times. She's not gonna enter a tournament just to enter a tournament and, you
just
know.
Just for the sake of.
Yeah. And expect anything less than winning it, di ba? Than getting the trophy.
Saka alam mo, ba't ka pa maglalaro?
If exactly. You're like,
yeah, I'm entering this, but you know, honestly, I don't think I'm going to win.
Di ba?
But I'm like, syempre, you're going to try your best to win, di ba?
Yeah, exactly.
And number 6 coming from JR Keita. Huwag kang masyadong magpakasaya na napatay mo ko. May kakambal akong maghihiganti para sa akin.
Anong movie to?
I don't know.
It's that fun trying to figure out kung ano yung movie.
Actually, no? We can make a game of
may
it.
May kakambal siya na maghihiganti.
Na parang like, babalik siya as the...
Yeah.
The fallen twin.
Have I seen him? But it sounds
You'll take their, ano... Identity.
It sounds familiar. It's almost like I've seen something like that. I just can't remember, but yeah.
Diba, no?
Let's try to figure out the movies.
And also number 5 coming from Juice Blank. Don't announce where you are when checking for intruders. You're, diba, you're like, don't go to like may nadinig kang kalabog tapos you're like, hello? Is there a serial killer hiding in my house? Diba, parang like, you just don't.
It's always like that though in the movies.
No,
hello?
Yeah.
Anybody there?
Anybody there? And like, alam mo yung parang like, because I do this in my own house. If I hear like a suspicious noise, I go downstairs and you know, I bring my
Pero hindi ka nag hello.
I don't say hello. Like I slink around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't turn on any of the lights. I have a baseball bat or something. And then I'd be like, alam mo yung like literally hiding behind the curtains and like tasisilip ako outside the window in case there's an intruder.
Yeah, because you don't wanna spook them, but at the same time, you wanna spot them.
I wanna know who made the noise.
Yeah.
But in case it is another human being, I don't want them to know that I saw them.
Yeah. And you don't necessarily have to fight them, go up against them. You just wanna see them.
Or I'll probably secretly, quietly call the guards.
Yeah.
You know, uh-oh. And then there's somebody in my house, you know.
Tapos at least nakita mo na.
At least nakita ko na.
You can actually describe.
And number five coming from... number four coming from Angelo Sunshine. Lessons learned from movies. Pag sinabing wag kang lilingon, utang na loob. Wag kang lilingon.
That's a movie, right? Wag kang lilingon.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a horror movie.
And
especially those na merong may thing. It's not just because there's a monster behind you. One, it slows you down. But when people say run, don't look back. Just run as fast as you can. But there's also yung mga twist na if you look at them, you die or you turn into stone or you...
Wag na kasi. Ganon, but wag na. Some people, the more you tell them not to do something, the more tempting it is to do it.
Hello, lalabas pa ba tayo dito sa TMR? Whenever we're somewhere and a restaurant is like, okay, don't look behind you. Look. Automatic. Look.
Or minsan, di ba, yung don't say a particular name. Mm-hmm.
And then you say it.
Mm-mm.
May mga ganong co-host.
May mga ganong moment eh.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And number three, coming from 7070, lessons learned from movies. Maging mabait ka sa hardinero nyo. Di mo alam, siya ang tunay mong ama.
I don't know what movie this is, but...
Yeah, or if it's even
like
a movie.
It sounds like a telenovela.
Or a short film.
Ay? A clip.
A clip from a website.
Ganun. Yes. Yeah, an art film.
Number two from Maxim the Winter, lessons learned from movies. An untrained nobody can defeat the strongest, most experienced villain basta may backup na love from friends and family.
No. I wouldn't take that too seriously. Kasi, alam diba? Mo, sana baka ba? Matapat ka sa Thanos level na villain eh.
Diba? Pero alam mo yun, parang basta meron kang like you're buoyed by...
My God.
Love and support from family and friends or significant other. And, you know, that will save the day.
Yeah, this is a cheesy movie. I'm not watching it.
And the top, lessons learned from movies, comes from Genshin Impacto.
Genshin Impacto says...
Simple lang. Inuunang kainin ng mga zombies ang mga pangit. So, syempre, mga bida, syempre, pwede naman silang makain later on. Pero, they
matagal.
Will save for last.
Of
diba?
Course.
Kundi for example,
wala,
Gong Yoo.
Sino papanoorin, diba?
Diba, Gong Yoo in Train to Busan, he eventually turned into a zombie.
Pero matagal.
Ending na, diba, by the time it happened.
Ay, ba't yung bata buhay hanggang dulo?
Ay. Grabe talaga itong Maleficent na to.
I'm kidding.
Grabe. Kaya nga siya nag-zombie para... to sacrifice for the family. Well, alam nyo na, pag si Hazel naging scriptwriter director, movies will end very differently.
Very differently.
Very differently.
Pero mas fun. Feeling ko.
We'll see kung kikita ha, pero yeah, it'll be fun. The top 10 lessons learned from movies. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Lessons Learned from Movies in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. But before that, let's do some greets.
Let's check out the Monster text line 0961-1367-931. We want to say good morning to Kate, Hello to Rhea and Archie. What's up to Miguel, who says, I'm with Hazel when it comes to Shrek. Wala talaga. Please greet my friend Adriel. It's his 29th birthday today. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And Archie has a guess, I guess, Ganina, for one of the entries, The Prestige.
Ooh, because I never watched
that. I never watched it either. Hello to Joe. And Joe says, good morning, Hazel and Chico. On my way to work with you guys, making the hour-long travel bearable. Thank you. Hi to Martin. And Martin is driving from... he's on the way to Santa Rosa Laguna.
Oh.
And he's tuned in. Hello, good morning. Hi to Jej. Jej says, hello to his partner, Abby, as well. Have a nice day at work. And good morning to Chinito Ken. Ang probinsyano yung may kakambal. Yung mag-
yeah, they were saying...
I've never seen an episode.
Pero that's the ano raw. Like, let me see here. Who was it who said it? That guy, Kevy.
Oh.
It's the FPJ version. Diba? Ang probinsyano was
movie
taken from
siya?
A movie ni FPJ.
Okay.
And they turned it into a teleserye. Pero yung yun yatang kambal, at
movie
least according
plot.
To Kevy, yeah, the one in the movie. So here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of, thank you to our topic sender, JR Keita. Hashtag lessons learned from movies. Let's start off at number 10 from Maxim De Winter. Pag may narinig kang strange sounds from the cornfield, wag mo nang hanapin, mamamatay kang tanga ka.
Tsaka, madilim, maghahanap ka pa.
And you know how like everything is covered in a cornfield?
Yeah.
Like, you literally can only see right in front of you. So, whatever made that noise, like, okay, let's say wag na tayo supernatural. If it's a wild animal, it could be behind you and you'll never know.
Yeah, it would be able to charge against you before
exactly.
you find it. So
even if you have a weapon,
no,
baliwala siya.
It's just dumb. Like, just don't do it. I can never forget Children of the Corn. So
yeah, that's a classic.
Hindi ko makalimutan eh. Tapos diba, naglalakad sila dun sa cornfield. Mm-hmm. Tapos may mga batang may mga patalim, ready to kill.
Well, usually, some of the horror movies talaga. Cornfield. Signs, Mel Gibson.
Never watched it. I don't think so.
Well, I don't know if it was a cornfield, but definitely it was like either Talahib or cornfield.
Okay.
Jurassic Park 2.
Oh,
when the raptors were like, you could only see the rustling of the leaves or the blades of grass.
Ooh.
Yun, medyo ganun din yung vibe. One of the best scenes, I must say. Not the first Jurassic Park though, but one of the best parts of the series, I would say. Ang ganda nung scene kasi they were like, they had to cross through that whatever field. Tapos nakikita mo yung the bunch of people walking. Tapos biglang from behind them nakikita
dinosaurs!
Mo.
Dinosaurs!
Hindi mo nakikita. You just see the rustling of the leaves.
And you already know.
And you know that it's them. Tapos isa-isa silang bumabagsak. Isa-isa silang nawawala.
Oh my God.
So that was a really nice technique. Number 9, coming from Jungkook's Girl. Lessons learned from movies. Sometimes the greatest villain in your story is often the one right next to you.
Or in front of you.
Or in the same booth. Sabi ni Jungkook's Girl sa Saw daw. I never saw it kasi. I never saw Saw.
Ay, hindi trip ni Chico yung mga ganyan.
Ikaw, did you saw Saw?
Did I saw?
Did you saw Saw?
No, I watched it. Obviously, I'm a big Saw fan.
Okay.
Although, medyo vague na siya sa memory ko because I've seen all and ang dami na eh. Up to 6 or something.
Oh my God.
There's a lot. And on top of that, ang dami pang ibang similar movies. Because I'm a slasher girl. I love slasher films.
So if I watch Saw, sabi ko sa'yo, Hazel, pinadun ko na yung Saw. Sabi mo sa akin, Saw? Did
what
you like
did you
it?
Think?
What did you thought?
Oh my Lord, help!
What did you felt when you watch it?
Oh God. No, but, Yeah. Medyo matagal ko na siyang napanood, so.
Yeah.
And I never rewatched it.
I saw kasi the trailer and I'm not a fan of slasher flicks. I mean, I don't get scared of
it,
but I'm
sad
not. But I don't like gore kasi.
I love gore.
So ayoko yung mga ganun.
In movies.
Yung mga naka-handcuff ka to something and then there's a fire and the only way and then there's a chainsaw put next to you. If you want to survive, you'd have to cut your hand.
So you can't think of one slasher flick that you enjoyed?
That I enjoyed? I watched a lot of them, but I wouldn't say I enjoyed any of them.
Wala.
There was this one that I really hated. Hostel.
Ah! Favorite!
Oh my god, I hated that.
God, it's such a
super
good
hated
one.
That. It's so gross.
Pero feeling ko may reason kung bakit natagalan mo siya hanggang dito. Parang napipicture ko na nga yung reason.
Napipicture mo?
Naaalala ko. Yun clear sa memory ko.
Uh-oh. Ayoko kasi, di ba yung, Diyos ko, dinril yung tuhod. Yung mga ganon, yung parang like, why? Why would I put myself through that?
Well, hindi naman ikaw yung drill yung tuhod, yung pinapanood mo na.
Kahit na.
Ang saya kaya. No, I don't know. It's fun. I find that so enjoyable to watch. Therapeutic. Therapeutic.
And also, number 8 coming from Underburner. Don't be afraid if you feel that there is a ghost wandering around your house. Investigate first. Because sometimes, the ghost could be you.
Kala ko could be Casper. Could be friendly.
Could be you. Sixth Sense.
True. Or The Others.
The Others.
Oh, love that movie.
Diba? And number 7 from Rudes Antonio. Life is all about the journey. Hindi siya yung ifa-fast forward mo pag may masamang nangyari or rewind to the best moments. The most important thing is to enjoy each moment.
Click!
Click.
Grabe, iyak ko sa movie na yan.
Yeah.
Did you cry? Hindi ka kasi crier sa
I'm
mga
not a crier.
No?
At saka not in that sense. Not in the sentimental sense. Usually it's really like
animal movies.
Animal sense of victory.
Mm.
Medyo catharsis. Yung hirap na hirap yung bida to achieve something, to attain a goal. Perfect example, The Color Purple. Whoopi Goldberg had her kid taken away from her when the kid was still very, very young. She spends the entire movie looking for her child, escaping slavery in the process. At the end of the movie, tipong alam mo yung nakita niya yung anak niya 30 years old na.
Yeah.
Ganong katagal.
Oof.
Sa ganon, yun. Oh my God. Like, I was bawling like a baby.
I wonder if maiiyak ka pag napanood. Did you watch the Impossible or Impossible? Yung tragedy movie. Did you watch that?
Is this a tsunami movie?
Yes.
I want to watch it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I haven't
Please
seen
watch it.
It.
I wonder if it will have the same impact on you. Kasi ganun din yun. Yung parang as a viewer, nawawalan ka na rin ng pag-asa with the people in the movie,
yeah.
The characters in the movie. Pero yung parang ano kasi eh, parang masaya yung victorious
yun.
Din yung ending
yun.
Nito. So,
usually, weirdly enough, pag tragic, I'm very stoic about it. Pero pag yung, like, if it's a happy ending, then I cry.
Tom Holland was in The Impossible? What?
That's impossible.
I don't remember. I never remember Naomi Watts and
Oh, I remember
Ewan
Naomi
McGregor.
Watts. I know that they're there.
Sila yung, baka bata pa si ano.
Baka bata pa.
Kasi 2012 pa to eh.
Oh, well, yeah. He's pretty young, remember?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Well, 10 years ago. So if he's like, let's be na natin 20.
I did not even realize.
He would have been 10 years old.
Oh my God. He was one of the, like, the main kids. Oh God. Okay.
Right?
Well, I guess when I saw the movie, wala, hindi ko pa kilala si Tom Holland at all.
Okay.
Because I watched it, I think, when it was new.
Yeah.
In 2012.
I did
possibly.
Plan to watch it because I saw that it just came out.
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I gotta catch this. Because I've always wanted to watch mga the tsunami movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will enjoy this.
I've latched onto them. Kasi nga parang so tragic and like, you kind of wonder what the people who went through it went
Saka
through.
Saka diba ano kasi to? Based on a true story to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
And number 6 from Archer Aguilar, lessons learned from movies. Kung bida ka, lagi kang may parking slot right in front of kung saan ka pupunta.
Wala kang makikita sa movie na mga 20 minutes nang naghahanap ng parking paikot-ikot.
Alam mo, it's so good yung bida to confront, you know, either the villain or the love of his life to profess his love. Pero magpa-park muna siya dun sa covered parking tapos maglalakad siya ng 20 minutes bago mm-hmm. makarating dun sa bahay ng jowa niya. Diba? It's like, it's not gonna happen.
Yup.
Number 5 from Yogon, kaya pala marinig ng tao ang isang bulungan na 10 feet or more away basta magtago lang sa likod ng isang poste. Yeah, I've always found that plot technique really ridiculous.
Ridiculous, but at
and
the same time...
And lazy story writing. Very lazy story
alam
writing.
Mo yung you just got used to it because yeah. you've seen it too many times.
I hate it, honestly. Like, alam mo yung biglang magpaplano yung dalawang ano na... Okay, this is what we're going to do, blah, blah, blah. Tapos bilang, pan, camera pan to the left. There is the person they're plotting against. Right? Alam mo yung, minsan hindi pa nga poste. Like, alam mo yung corner kasi sila nag-uusap.
Uh-oh.
Nandun siya sa kabilang corner.
Right there.
Like, conveniently hidden, but heard every single morsel of the plan that they were planning to hatch. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Number 4 from Patrick Starlord. Lessons learned from movies during lonely nights. You can do a lot with, say, a peach.
A peach?
A peach. I'm assuming you haven't watched Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, no, I never finished it. I started it, but I kind of fell asleep.
Oh, you should watch
it. In the middle of it.
Oh!
I missed that part.
You should. Not just for that part. Even the ending, it's a doozy.
Oh.
It's a
maybe,
doozy.
Maybe I'll watch it one of these.
Please watch it.
Kailan kasi na-tarnish na siya because of Armie Hammer.
Well, I know. I get that part. Pero try to like not think of Armie Hammer when you watch it. Like pretend he's the character.
I will just think of him as the character.
As the character.
Fine.
Okay, so basically, Timothée Chalamet got into a certain mood.
Okay.
And he made do with a peach. Took out the pit and you know where I'm going
okay.
with this, right?
Okay.
Tapos, parang later, pumasok si Armie Hammer and
replace the peach?
No, nung na-discover niya kung ano yung ginawa ni Timothée Chalamet sa peach, eh, nagutom siya.
Akala ko nag-peach costume siya.
Hindi. Nagutom siya.
Ah! Kinain niya yung peach? I have to watch it! Oh no, I'm so curious. Sige, I'll watch it. I'll watch it. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Number 3 from the Super Malas Guy. Lessons learned from movies. Maging pasaway na anak para makahanap ka ng love life mo, which is basically every Disney movie.
Hindi sumunod sa makuha.
Diba? Like si Ariel, sumuway siya kay Triton. Si Simba, sumuway kay Mufasa.
Si Belle.
Si Belle, sumuway sa tatay niya. When you think about it, oo nga, no? Like they all achieved their wildest dreams by being disobedient.
Ay, nako.
Like being rebels.
So why are you making your kids watch those movies?
Right?
Maybe you should reconsider.
Tapos, ang daming up in arms just because LeFou was like... Ay, LeFou.
Si LeFou?
LeFou, right? In Beauty and the Beast? Yung ano, yung sidekick ni Gaston.
I don't know.
Diba? That he was portrayed in a very gay way. Remember in the live action?
Yeah,
and they were
yeah,
like,
yeah,
why
yeah.
would you put a gay character in a Disney movie? It's like, a lot of the, you know,
because
elements of Disney movies are subversive if you
exactly.
think about it.
Exactly. I mean, why wouldn't you? Is the question.
Exactly. Number 3, coming from the Super Malas Guy. Oh yeah, that was the Super Malas Guy. Number 2 from Juice Blanc, from Casablanca. I'm impressed. Ha? Napakala... OG ng choice niya. It doesn't matter where you are. What's meant to be yours will find you. May it be money, love, or yes, even trouble.
See? It's like what we were talking about yesterday on the show. What's meant for you will be yours.
And even the bad stuff.
True.
Diba? Akala natin, it's always just the good stuff. Na parang, no. If it's meant for me, it's meant for me. No, even bad times. You know, sometimes you think, why is this happening to me? And the question really is, why not?
Yeah.
Horrible things have happened to other people. Have you ever asked yourself, why not me?
We're all fair game.
Parang fair game eh. And you know, and like, again, I'm sorry. Like all my references are K-drama. Pero there was this one K-drama na nag-uusap-usap yung mga mag-aamiga. Na parang, your life is so good. Like, kami parang like, ang fail na mga buhay-buhay namin. Wala kaming pera, wala kaming gato. Pero, you know, later on, papakita sa'yo na hindi rin madali yung buhay niya. Maybe angat siya in one sense.
Mm.
Pero, ikaw naman yung swerte when it comes to another.
True. And doesn't necessarily mean that they're happier just because they have something you don't.
And life is really the big equalizer when it comes to these things. Mm. You know, just when you think somebody has everything.
Yeah.
You know, think again. Sometimes, they might think you're the lucky one.
True.
Hindi mo lang alam, di ba? And the top, lessons learned from movies comes from Jungkook's girl.
Jungkook's girl says,
and I super agree with this. Many times, the people who set out to save the world are the very ones who end up destroying it.
There. Sina ano, Elon Musk.
Totoo yan. Sina. Di ba like yung mga, there's this, di ba, like this zombie movie na nag-start yung mga zombies kasi
they were trying to find a cure for something. Or
for the sun, remember?
Yeah.
Yung kasi the sun was very timid and very meek.
Mm.
So parang he wanted to bring out a little bit of the aggression in him to make him more of a fighter.
God.
And then nangyari, naging zombie yung anak niya. It's like,
no!
Right? You unlocked the wrong aggressive gene.
You had the best intentions.
You had the best intentions.
But, yeah.
And diba so many movies are like that? Yung, I didn't mean to wreak havoc. You know, I just wanted to do this because of this. And, you know, in a smaller scale, you know, like sometimes you try to solve a problem and then you end up making it worse.
Or you end up creating other problems.
Like usually in the ecosystem, that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it, there's this lake. Tapos parang merong apex predator that's wreaking havoc in the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Naglagay ka nung a species that will kill that apex predator. Pero hindi mo alam, that other thing that you introduced could have worse effects on that ecosystem. Diba? Yeah. I mean, that's really how it
and
works.
You only find out pagka go na. Alam mo yun?
Yeah. There was this one island where the island literally died because of, I forgot, did they put goats or cats?
Oh,
basta parang ganon. Basta like, yeah, it's a herbivore. Na pag it ate the island bear, yung sumobrang dami nila, and then like inubos na nila yung vegetation, nothing grew, and the island died. Yung parang ganon, yung,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Alam mo parang ano to, it's also very yung, I think what happened in South Africa, with all the kids who died in a tavern, did you hear about it?
No.
So, like, I think 21 people died. Tapos parang sobrang, or 21, 22 people yata. And they're all around, if I'm not mistaken, 13 to 19. Basta teenagers.
Teenagers.
Ganun. Tapos, they died. Pero walang signs of, like, injury or anything like that. They just died. They were in, like, a bar. And apparently, I read somewhere na parang over na sa capacity yung place. So the parang one of the maybe the bouncers told them na, oh, you have to leave or something like that, or some people have to leave because we're over capacity. Tapos hindi yata umalis. So kwento lang to ng isang survivor, parang nag-spray ng something, baka hindi nila alam kung tear gas or like something, nag-spray ng something, and suddenly like people just started dropping and like
what?
Yeah, I think yung fumes, siguro nakulong or something like that. So, and maybe it was a little too much. Yeah, and people just like died right then and there. read about it. No una kasi parang sobrang siyang parang mystery siya. Yung parang, how could all these people die? Na parang ano, nalason ba? Na, diba? Kasi nga parang, why? Why would you die?
Tapos
walang signs of ano naman, violence or whatever. Yun. So I think,
but wouldn't that come out in the autopsy?
Yun nga, parang yun na nga, doon na nga lang nila inaalam.
Not everyone had something in their lungs.
I don't know kung may update na eh, pero yeah. So,
wow.
Wild. So, ibig ko lang sabihin, parang kunyari yung bouncer, diba? Bakang intention niya lang was to make people leave so
and
that
so that everyone's safe.
Para safe. Oh. Kasi kung overcapacity, that's dangerous also. But then, because of what he did, baka never pang nangyari yun na ginamit yung spray na yun or something like that, diba? Oh, see?
And hello, lalayo pa ba tayo? Thanos.
Oh my God. Si Babe. Si Babe.
Right?
Oh, oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, let's face it. I mean, obviously he's a villain. Pero gets, like, he had the... He just wanted to save the earth. Kasi
he had
good
intentions.
Yun ang nangyari sa kanila, di ba? Na parang people were horrible. And like, so he thought, by culling half of the population, we can start again. And you know, and save the world.
Aw, baby, it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that.
I know.
But there you go, the top 10 lessons learned from movies. We do have two more batches. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
It's only 8:13 though, so lots of time for you to send in those requests at RX931 on Twitter. Remember, we are playing songs from the 2000s to the 2010s. This happens all day today here on The Monster. For now, listen to Lenny Kravitz, Super Love, only here on Riot Wednesday with Chico and Hazel. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, and we are live on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931, Twitch TV and YouTube Live. Saying good morning to everybody in the comment section. Thank you for watching. Hello to Ronaldo Quino, AC Miggy Forex, who says, first time to send a text message. Good morning to all the rushers. I just want to say hi to one of your regulars, El Macchiato, who I happen to know and work with in one of my previous jobs in Ortigas.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, okay. Hello. Okay. What's up to Sydney Schroeder? Good morning to JPV, also to Kate, and your cup of Pino. Good morning to Bernice and Carrie. Hazel, Tom was the eldest son. So The Impossible, the movie. Yeah,
I really want to watch it now, knowing that Tom Holland is there.
You
as
know
a kid.
What? I want to rewatch it now that I know that Tom Holland is actually that character.
Yeah.
Alam mo yon? Parang because I didn't know. And I never got to rewatch it after I watched it for the first time. So I might just do that soon. Also, saying good morning to some people on Twitter. Hello to my friend Rai, who's listening. Good morning to OD1 Kenobi, G-Man's girl. Good morning to all the Team Armies. What's up to Coffee Chugger? And Coffee Chugger enjoyed that Coldplay song we played a while ago. Hello to Francis, S.E. Tamayo, Victoriano, Tore ni Bavel, Simply Imagines, everybody else on Twitter. Good morning!
Good morning!
Good morning to Missy! Thank you for the goodies.
Yes, thank you, Missy! Thank you, thank you. I got your chicharron. Thank you. And we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of J.R. Keita, Lessons Learned from Movies. Let's start off at number 10, coming from Tito Grumpy. Hindi naman totoo yung eksenang sinagot mo yung nanay mo nung sinabi niya na kumain na, tapos sasagutin mo ng kumain na ako, sabay pasok sa room. Sinubukan ko dati, pinalayas ako sa bahay.
Yung mga damit ko, pag uwi ko, nasa labas
na. Naka-impake na. Ah, ganun.
Hindi ako inimpake pa. Usually in movies, para may impact, kailangan nakatambak dun.
Hindi, yung binabato sa...
Like, it's like a pile
floor.
Of clothes. Oh,
dapat yung binabato from the second floor para mas may impact.
Para may impact.
Number 9, coming from Victoriano. Lessons learned from movies. Hindi lahat ng clown na may dalang lobo eh friendly.
Yung iba galing sa ilalim ng...
Well, I have never...
Galing sa imburna.
I have never found clowns to be like pleasant. TBH.
Me too.
As a kid,
I
was petrified. Even before my clown phobia. I never had a clown phobia until I was a little older. But they scared me. You know that whole, I remember, even as a kid, when you have those clowns in children's party. Mm-hmm. Siyempre, this was like, you know, like, hindi naman sila always have the best, ano. Alam mo yung that cakey white makeup na nagka-crack-crack. Like, it was petrifying to me as a kid. Because I knew they were people, and then they had this painted-on smile, and then, it just scared me so much.
Ako kasi wala akong fear of clowns. I just don't like them. I just don't find them entertaining. I'm scared of them. I just don't find them parang appealing.
Yeah,
even
I
as
get
a
it.
Child.
I hate it. Well,
mas gusto ko pa ng mascot. Kasi you know how some kids are also scared of mascots?
I get it.
Mas okay pa ako sa mascot.
I actually know someone who dated a clown.
Kala ko mascot.
No, like a literal, like a professional clown.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they actually make money?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the clown personally. Kinuwento lang sa akin na parang actually clown siya.
Sabi ni Jericho, Bianca Del Rio is my favorite clown. Mine too, I think.
Oh, okay.
No, but I mean, so paano yun? Pag, did your friend ever make kwento na they got it on tapos naka-clown paint pa
yun? I did not ask anymore. Mas alam ko
you
lang.
You didn't want to know?
Professional clown lang, oo. And you know, that's my friend so I don't want to know if they did anything.
I mean, who knows where that no. red nose has been?
I don't know. Bahala na sila doon. Kanila na lang yun.
I don't wanna nose.
I respect their privacy. Number... Let me see here. Number eight. From Call Me RB. The Harry Potter movies actually foretold the current fuel crisis. Diba sabi nung isang spell? Expensive petroleum!
Yun pala yun.
Hindi siya expecto patronum. Expensive petroleum. And then instantly, gas prices will go up. And it, diba it's so, ano, it's so British / Aussie. When you call it petrol.
Petrol. Like, we don't say it, we don't refer to it as petrol.
As petrol, yeah. We call it gasoline, gas. Americans, diba gasoline?
Fuel.
Sila kasi petrol. Number 7 from Shiri Haha. From Albus Dumbledore in Harry Potter. We were just talking about it. Lessons I learned from movies. It's not how you are alike, it's how you are not. So basically, it's the whole, you have a choice to be who we want or not want to be. Kunyari, you're kind of like comparing yourself to somebody who's evil. Yeah, you can focus on the things that make you the same and think that you're evil too. Or you can, like Albus Dumbledore in Harry Potter, focus on the things that you're not similar.
Yeah.
So that you can go like, well, yeah, we may be this, but I'm this. Very different from that. So I can be a good person.
Yeah.
So nasasayo din yun. Totoo yan, ha? Like, it's a mind game sometimes.
That's true.
If you consider, if you think of yourself as a good person, you might end up doing better things, but if you also see yourself as a bad person, then you will, your actions will follow suit.
I see myself as a good person. People around me, co-host, na parang they see me in the worst light possible.
Kasi like sometimes what you also have to do as a friend and as a co-host, parang, you know, to be real, you know, you sabihin mo sa kanya na parang, let's be real. We have to be like the mirror.
Oh.
On I mean, which you will see your true reflection.
I have it beside me at all times. And I see nothing but good.
Ika nga ni Barbara Streisand, the mirror has two faces.
Reset.
One of her classic movies, The Mirror Has Two Faces.
Fine.
Also... number 6 from Archer Aguilar. Lessons learned from movies. Your best friend is either A, your biggest romantic rival, or B, your romantic interest. You notice how in movies, laging ganun. The best friend of the bida is like, either magiging karibal niya, or secret love na yung magiging from friends to lovers.
Yeah, madami talagang ganong plot lines sa movies because I guess it really happens IRL.
Yeah.
It's just personally never happened to me and I don't think it's something that will happen to me because I don't know, ever since, hindi talaga, that's not how I roll.
You know, it's so hard for me to say something about this because for me, it has happened to me pero from the start.
Wait, it has happened to you how? Like may naging karibal ka na best friend or...
No, the whole you fall in love with your friend. Parang because it was already there from the start.
Okay, gets.
I have never though. I have never fallen in love with a friend.
Na
talagang friend ko lang talaga.
Yeah,
tapos biglang nag-evolve into romantic feelings. Never, never.
You always kind of know from like the first meeting whether there's attraction or not.
Hindi kasi gets. Like, pwede rin naman kasi yung, alam mo yung, you meet somebody. If they're attractive, they're attractive. Period. Right? Mm. And then they become your friend. It doesn't mean that you're still attracted to them or still... Pero kumbaga sa ano, sa car, naka-park na yung car na yun.
Yeah.
Now, you just find them attractive. But you're not in love with them. You don't have a crush
on
them.
You're not planning to do anything.
Okay. Yung ganun, pwede siyang mag-evolve. Diba? Down the line... Biglang, you know, you have a moment together and then you both realize, oh, you know what? I'm attracted to you. Oh, yeah, me too. Yun pwede yun. Kasi from the start, na-establish mo na sa isip mo na, oh, you know what? This friend is an attractive person. But, you know, it's not gonna happen now because we're not interested. Yun pwede yun. Pero yung talagang like, literally parang kapatid na yung tingin mo sa kanila. I can't. I cannot imagine myself falling in love with that kind of friend.
Yeah, it's a little...
It's gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
It is gross. And also, John Sinai says, paano Chico, kunyari nag-start kayo ni somebody sa friendship? Ay, syempre, I'm open to that. Friendship naman is always a welcome thing in your life, diba?
Pero who are we kidding? If, hello, at first sight, meron ng something. Diba?
Ano yun? Ano yun? What was that? Something at first sight?
Lost? Ay, love?
Halo-halo. Halo-halo na yun. Halo-halo.
Oh, pero aminin mo nung first sight, hindi love. Hindi mo naman agad na love, diba? Siyempre, iba... Hello.
Bakit? Ikaw ba yung naka-ano? Ikaw ba yung naka-experience?
Hindi, alam ko lang.
Ikaw ba ano?
Bakit? Hmm? Gusto mo, kwento ko sa kanila yung kinakwento mo sa akin kanina.
Wag ka nga.
Alam ko yung first
Wag ka nga. Oy, ano yun ha? It was admiration.
Mm-hmm.
It was admiration. Wag ka ngang ano, nung i-invento ka. Ito talagang si Hazel. Nakakasar. Ano naman? Tinutokso kami.
Ikaw, kinakwento mo eh. Dapat hindi mo kinakwento. Baka maparusahan ka.
Sa ngalan ng buwan.
You've been a bad boy.
You've been a bad, bad boy. And also, number 5 coming from Yogon. Lessons learned from movies. Bihira lang ang happy ending sa pagitan ng mga pangit. Happily ever after. It's only for good-looking people. Well... Except Shrek. I mean, that was the... Di ba nga, that's the subversion of the movie. Na it upended everything we know from the usual. You know, like, you know, the Disney princesses always ended up with the Prince Charmings. And they're all... Even si Beast, di ba? Yung from a Beast, he became a Prince Charming. Shrek, ginawang opposite. The beautiful princess... fell in love with an ogre and then the beautiful princess turned out to be an ogre din pala.
Yeah.
Gets? Yung parang it just destroyed all of the tropes and all the stereotypes
but of fairy tales. But let's face it, in real life din naman eh, diba? Wala naman yan sa, you know, sometimes you see happy couples, they're not exactly the most attractive people,
yeah,
but they seem to be living in their own little world,
yeah,
in their own happy bubble and, diba? Good for them.
What's important is that you're happy with them.
Exactly.
Minsan you're with like gorgeous, gorgeous people and you're not happy. Aanhin mo yun, di ba? I mean, that little high is very short-lived, you know? Like pag nagsawa ka na dun sa itsura nung gorgeous person na yun, siyempre, you're going to look for something more. Something that, you know, yung tatagal ka ng what? 20, 30, 40 years together, right? It's going to take more than good looks to last that.
Kaya minsan nalalala talaga yung kapangit. Diba? Wala din talaga
sa intuit. Oo. Mm-hmm. And also, sabi ni Miguel, Shrek na naman. Talaga si Chico talaga, bet si Shrek. Hindi nga. Yung storya nga, oh. Eh, diba?
Ayun talaga, ano, parang dapat ano pala, dapat pala medyo natuto tayo ng pinanood natin yung Shrek. Kasi TBH talaga, wala talaga akong takeaway sa Shrek.
Wala
parang
talaga.
Dead ma lang ako sa
ako kanya. Din naman. Ako, hindi, diba, I do love it. Yung love ko for Shrek, very, what's the word for it? Very objective. Like, nagagalingan ako dun sa ginawa nila. And like, I see what you did there. Pero, yun nga, hindi lang siya close to my heart. Just not yeah. like, you know, not
kasi
like...
Hindi ka makarini. Because you could never... Kasi alam ko yung mga tipo mo. At
alam
mga
mo,
tipo
Hazel.
Mo, hindi pasok si Shrek o si Fiona, for sure.
Mm-mm. Dapat more along the line of...
Hercules.
Flynn.
Who's Flynn?
It's Rapunzel.
Oh!
And Tarzan.
Tarzan! How could I forget? Tarzan. Diba, ano nga natin yan?
Oo, diba?
Yung live...
No, not just the live version, ha? Not just the live, even the animated
kasi
one.
Kasi nga, kung yung live ano version, ganun naka-attack.
Diba? Oo. Oh. So, yeah. And also, number four, from Jungkook's girl, lessons learned from movies. Not everyone needs and would have a redemption arc or some tragic backstory to explain how they are the way they are. Some people are just plain evil. Kasi
yeah,
diba parang...
Minsan niro-romanticize mo pa na parang kasi ito yung mga nangyari,
ito yung nangyari
sa kanya,
kanya,
kaya siya naging ganyan eh.
Oo. And sometimes, evil is just evil. You know? And like, diba yung Maleficent na she wasn't always like that. But, you know, she went through a lot of things that turned her the way she is. And yun nga, iba talagang wala. Evil lang talaga.
Yung iba talaga, you know, born this way.
And number three from Patrick Starlord. Lessons learned from movies. There aren't always definitive roles where one is a hero and the other is a villain. Sometimes it depends on the POV.
Minsan, ikaw yung feeling mo main character when all along, ikaw pala talaga yung villain.
That is
in
true.
In the story.
That is true.
Because you're a villain, sa story niya, siya yung main character.
Siya yung main character.
Ikaw yung villain.
Yes.
Exactly.
Diba? So, depending on who you ask, depending on the point of view, it's very subjective. And from Al Macchiato, very, very similar. Lessons learned from movies. You break the rules, you become the hero. I do it, and I become the enemy. That doesn't seem fair. So, this is a quote from Doctor Strange. Si Wanda nagsabi nito. And yeah, Al Macchiato was saying, kahit tingin mo ikaw ang bida, there will always be people who will see you as their villain. No matter how good you think you are, no matter how upright you think you are, meron at merong tao na ang tingin sa'yo, kontrabida.
Tingin ko, even if the world tells me I'm like the best person ever, you're always gonna be there to say, to disagree with the whole world.
Am I right? The world? Kailan natin narinig?
Even if all our Facebook viewers say Hazel is such a good person, Chico will always be there to say.
May screenshot ka?
Since when?
May screenshot ka?
Ayan, so, sabi nila. Basta meron ako nakita kanina. Nawala na. Natabunan na yung message.
Natabunan. Mm-mm, sige. Mm-mm. And the top lessons learned from movies comes from Engineer Mox.
Engineer Mox says,
I learned from The Pursuit of Happiness that your initial circumstance will not necessarily determine your final outcome. If you work hard enough, you can achieve what you want despite the odds. Kumbaga kung saan ka nagsimula, hindi yun necessarily ang magdidictate kung saan ka magtatapos.
Mm-hmm.
Nasa sayo yun. And, but totoo, I mean, like, it will have a big effect. Obviously, if you're like medyo, you weren't dealt with good cards, medyo it'll be more of an uphill climb. But it's not impossible.
You can always change the course.
You can change the course, as corny as it may sound. And a lot of people do say that Will Smith deserved his Oscar for that more than King Richard. The Pursuit of Happiness. So, like, alam mo yung, you know how like the Oscars work sometime? Na overlook ka.
So they make up for it by kind of like, giving you.
Kunyari, one role was a 10, and then second role, another year, you lost again 10. Parang down the road, you probably will give an 8, and they're like, pwede na to, dito na natin siya i-reward.
I feel like kind of similar with what happened kay Leo.
Yes.
Ang dami yung movies before The Revenant na I feel like he could have won.
Not only that, the great Martin Scorsese. Mm. Diba, he was one of the most unrewarded directors. Like, he's one of our greatest directors ever. Tapos, he didn't win until, ano nga ba yun? Basta, like for a movie na you wouldn't even put it in his top 5.
Pero that's when he won.
Parang career,
that's what he won
reward
with.
Na siya. Uh-oh. Career reward.
It's more of like yung cumulative ano nung work
yes.
niya. Uh-oh, impact.
And then siguro na nominate siya on a year na wala namang stand out masyado.
So sa kanya na lang.
So parang ikaw na lang will reward you after all those snubs where we didn't make you win. We'll make you win this year. So there you go, the top 10 lessons learned for movies. We do have one more batch, but we'll play a couple of songs first in the RX booth, but we will stay on Facebook Live.
But, you know, pansinin mo naman all the comments sa Facebook.
Comments?
Hello. Sobrang quiet
kaya ni
Hazel.
He's
a good person.
Ayan, di ba? Hazel's a good person. Si Renzio na, dalawa. Huwag mo i-count as dalawa yun. Isa lang yun.
May mga madami na before that pa. Mm-hmm.
Tapos meron eh. Oh, sabi nga ni Japat, ha? Hazel? Ano yun?
Alam mo, Japat, markado ka na sa akin ah. Sinasabi ko sa'yo.
Di ba?
Parang ano naman. But join us on Facebook Live. Something from Cedar Chow's Mafia yeah, now on Rise.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we were just, talking about Marky. You know, he was posting stories. He's in Amsterdam. Well, was. And then, you know, on his way to
I think he's already in Norway now.
And somebody was... And so, we were saying that we were super ingit. And Hazel said she wanted to travel, right?
Alone.
Sabi ni Emerson, alam mo, niyayaya ka ni DJ Tom. Templo daw kayo. Go to a temple.
Okay lang. Top 10 na lang tayo.
Templo at saka ano, temple hopping. Temple hopping.
Temple run. Mm-hmm. Wala na. Hindi na uso yung temple run. Okay. Leave that behind. Leave that in 20 whatever. Kung kailan man siya na uso. Do you even remember what year that was a thing?
No. But I remember right? I was super love Temple Run.
Yeah, me too.
For a good 2 hours. Like, ang
really?
Bilis kong nagsawa. Like, it's probably the one game that took me so fast to get tired of.
Give me a wild guess of when it came out.
2002.
2002? Uusin yung 2002. Wala pa nga iPhone nung 2002.
Okay, 2012.
Close. 2011. It was released August 2011.
Oh, wow.
So, I'm guessing 2011, 2012 was like the peak of Temple.
See, that's why I don't like unggoy. Even yung nagkahabol sa'yo mga monster unggoy. Kaya, so gross.
I enjoyed Temple Run though.
So, here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Lessons learned from movies. Thanking J.R. Keita for the topic. Let's start off at number 10. Croy Parrell says, the most evil mode of transport ever is a black van. Diba in the movies? It's always a black van.
Even here in Manila, I avoid vans in general,
yeah.
Di ba they do say, pag nakita mo na may tumabi na parang na van sayo. Usually try not to pass dun sa side na ng door.
I get it.
Kasi parang pwede kang kunin na lang bigla. So, what I do is, umiikot pa ako minsan dun sa side ng driver. Kasi di ba wala dun yung door.
Right.
Or, hindi ako, or dun ako sa malayo, yung hindi ako pwedeng hablutin. You know what I mean?
Because remember na uso siya before?
People right would before, get abducted.
Right before the pandemic, remember?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years before that. Number 9, coming from Maria Victoria. Sometimes the absence of a sign is the sign.
Parang ano lang yan? Parang closure.
Yeah.
No closure is closure.
Kasi minsan, di ba, parang ano, you're like, show me a sign, you know, if I see him, if I see her again, that's my sign that I should be with them. Eh, tas hindi mo siya nakita. Oh, edi yun na yung sign.
Yeah.
Kasi sabi mo, if it's meant to be, sana magkita kami. Eh, yun na nga eh. Hindi kayo nagkita. So take that as a no.
But you know, most people will refuse to take that as a sign.
Yeah.
Most people will find like ways to interpret other things as a sign.
Tsaka minsan like it's reaching already. Alam
pero
mo yung kunyari parang...
Siyempre, you wanna believe what you wanna believe.
Kunyari, it's like, please let there be like a rose. Let a rose fall from the sky if, you know, we were meant to be together. Tapos biglang alam mo yung wala namang rose pero nakaamoy ka ng kunyari white flower. White flower!
Amoy rose! Yun yun, oh, amoy rose!
Flower, rose, that's my sign! Like medyo reaching pero
like I said, people want to see what they want to see.
People will
see what they want to see.
Remember that? Is that a movie?
What?
Yung nakikita niya yung number 13
yung
everywhere.
13, di ba?
Was it a
isn't
movie?
Isn't it 13, the movie?
Yun ba yun?
Yun yata yung title, 13.
Yung parang lahat na lang ng makita 13, niya, 13. Oo. Parang ganun. Number 8 for Melay Supergirl. Huwag kang mag-uwi ng pagkain galing sa lamay ng patay. Baka sundan ka. I've heard of this. Never bring food from awake.
Oo, ako never. I've never. Because nga, I know that, ano, that's superstition. So, even as a child, I would be so... Actually, in general naman kasi, ayoko din na kumakain sa...
I don't mind eating there.
Usually, I don't. But like, as an adult, go na. Pero when I was younger, hindi talaga.
Number 7 from Underburner. Lessons learned from movies. It is possible to crawl through a river of human waste to escape your prison cell because you are wrongfully accused. And from Jungkook's girl, from Alive, there is no limit to what a human being can do to withstand and to survive.
For survival.
For survival, akala mo yung mga things that you would never do? Oh, you would be surprised.
You didn't
human
think you'd need a friend,
do.
Right?
And that, ano, remember that?
Pero grabe, favorite ko yun ah, yung movie na yun, Alive.
Really?
Diba? Yung 90s movie yan, diba?
I
yung
think
plane
so.
Crash.
The, ano, recent movie, James Franco. True story. Where I took like cut off his leg to get out of it. He was rock climbing. Tapos na-trap yung foot niya. It got wedged between rocks.
What did he do?
He had to cut off his leg. He was almost nominated for an Oscar for that role.
He was
very
okay.
good though. Number 6 from Quivo. Lessons learned from movies. If you can't say what's in your heart, sing it. For the music ups. Para it's better expressed song than spoken.
For some people.
Number 5 from Al Macchiato and Jungkook's Girl. Villains never use iPhones. There have been articles written about this.
Yeah.
The director of Knives Out was the one who first revealed it. That Apple lets you use their phone in your movies. I didn't know that you had to ask for permission.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, it's a phone.
Tapos part ng clause is, hindi pwedeng yung villain yung naka-iPhone.
Yes. Tapos sabi nung director, a lot of directors will kill me for this. Kasi nga, lalo na for mysteries,
better
alam mo na.
Spoiling the plot.
Alam mo na kung sino yung hindi naka-iPhone. Siya yung secret lead, kontrabida.
Eh, wala na lang mag-iPhone dun sa movie. Para,
that's what I would do if I were a director. Para lang wala
para
kang...
May element of surprise pa rin.
Pero for realism kasi, can you really have like a big group of people that's not even one of them is using an iPhone? It's kind of unrealistic.
Or yung paggamitin mo ng iPhone, yung obvious na hindi naman
yung
talaga.
Yung random.
Oo.
Oo nga, no? Like spread it around.
Yeah.
Like, give it to a minor character.
Yeah.
Number 4 from The Jedi Master. During a funeral, there is always that one person with a lot of emotional baggage who's watching from afar, behind the tree.
Yung hindi invited, hindi welcome.
Either hindi invited, hindi welcome, siya yung accidentally nakapatay, siya yung ex-lover na...
Siya yung kabet.
Or kabet, or ex-lover na yung bad yung breakup, and posibleng siya yung reason kung bakit na in trouble yung namatay. Oh my gosh, yeah. I can imagine those
movies. Atraso.
May atraso. Tsaka alam mo yung masasabihan ka ng family na, you've got some nerve showing up here today.
Tapos yung inaawat pa ng ibang family member,
oo,
yung matriarch or yung, diba? Diba? Kasi parang syempre, ready nang sugurin ka.
Oh my gosh. I see those scenes in my head. Number 3 from Kim DRD. Lessons learned from movies. Love is the most twisted curse of all. From Jujutsu Kaisen. It's about curses kasi, that anime. They have curses. And yeah, love is the most twisted curse of all.
I mean, nothing hurts us more than, honestly, than like love-related stuff.
Yep.
Either betrayal by someone you love.
Love that ended.
Getting left behind by someone you love.
Betrayed. Number 2 from Patrick Starlord. That during disasters or wars, people show their best and their worst.
Yun yung nag-ano eh.
Yun talaga yun.
Nag-surface, di ba? Those are the traits that, I don't know, for some reason, appear.
And sometimes, hindi consistent with how you perceive them.
Yeah.
Sometimes the heroic ones are the ones na, you know, their worst comes out.
They're cowards pala.
And then yung mga ayaw mong tao, sila pala yung heroic. Yung mga ganun. So, and the top lessons learned from movies comes from Pearly Shells.
Pearly Shells says,
before we read the actual top entry, meron pa siyang isang entry kasi. No matter how hot or well-meaning, a guy who will kiss you while you're knocked out cold is not a Prince Charming, not a pervert.
A predator.
Alam mo, gets ko pa yung kay Aurora. Kasi they already were in love.
Right.
When she fell asleep. So when Philip went up the tower to save her and kissed her on the lips.
Hindi yun yung ano.
Hindi siya pervy kasi they were in love and she, you know, he thought she died and that was probably like his last goodbye. Ang medyo pervy yung kay Snow White.
Kasi hindi naman pa niya kilala.
Parang, you know, they hardly knew each other.
Oo, wala silang...
And here was this quote unquote dead girl. And
being
what do you
kissed.
Do? You kiss her?
It is actually crazy.
That is really weird. That is really, really weird when you think about it. And the top, and yung actual top entry, Pearly Shell says, mortals long for eternal life while immortals long for eternal rest.
Because you always want what you can't have.
Exactly.
Always,
you know, that's the
greener,
basic nature of human, of that's the basic human nature talaga. Mm-hmm. So, we think eternal life will be great because we're mortal. And then the ones who actually have eternal life are like,
please
rest.
End our misery.
Uh-oh. Like, I can only relive my life so much. Please, give me some rest. So what about us?
I've been watching a lot of movies lately. Siguro I will just take from like one of the most recent movies that I watched, which is Pleasure. Sometimes the stuff we watch that give us pleasure were made rather painfully and like violently and like, alam mo yun? Kasi Pleasure is about this girl who's in the porn industry.
Okay.
And then parang, basta you'll see like the, you know, the behind the scenes and what actually goes on when they make those movies. And as a consumer, as a consumer,
okay,
I do enjoy a particular genre that's featured in the film. Na parang ay ganun pala yon. Alam mo yon? Yung parang, well, I kind of already knew naman. Pero to see it actually dun sa movie, parang medyo nakonsensya ako ng konti for, you know, for actually giving them more views. You know what I mean?
I get it, yeah.
And sometimes, I'm sure hindi naman lahat ng cases ganun. I'm sure a lot of those clips that I watch are consensual. Siguro iba naman dun. Ano naman, G naman sila. Pero may mga certain times na, alam mo yung parang medyo against their will. Medyo not like, it's not the best situation.
Ako, I don't even know where to start kasi honestly, benta sa akin yung mga ganyan. Yung mga, alam mo yung the lessons that you get
from
movies or the stuff that I'm watching, and it's so weird because I can't really like focus on one kasi depending on what I'm watching,
yun nga, oo.
I get my lessons from there as I go along. So, if I were to go with that, I guess one of the recent things that I've watched the K-drama, it showed you the importance of family. And I mean, obviously we know naman that lesson. Pero dun sa ano kasi, parang they didn't get along. Everybody didn't get along. Away-away sila lagi. And TBH, yung first few episodes, parang napaka-kontrabida ng mga family. Ano. And then, I guess that's what it was, the effect it was going for. Na parang, you know, you may not get along all the time. You may not be each other's BFFs. But when you really need it, let's face it, it's your family that will come through for you. Alam mo yun, that the part or the role that nobody will take, your family will by default do that for you. And even if, let's say, for the sake of argument, they don't want to do it, they still will because they're your family.
It's like they're obliged to do it.
Oh, and you know, when you think about it, as okay, sabihin mo nang obliged, pero you're still thankful for it. And you're still thankful that there are people on this planet who will do that for you, even if it's inconvenient for
them.
In
the same way that you will do it for them.
You will do it for them. You know, and wala lang, that's the most recent lesson that I got to watch. Which I know naman in real life, because our family talaga is very like that.
Tight-knit.
We're very tight-knit. Pero alam mo yun, it's still nice to see it in something that you're watching.
I agree.
And usually kasi we're deluged with romance, diba? Romantic relationships, even friendships. Parang we rarely see movies or TV shows about the importance of family. So yeah, it was very refreshing.
Oh my, no
hindi naman.
Parang iba yung hindi ko maintindihan kung si Stitch ba ko o si Lido. Parang wala tuloy tumama.
Uy, but I love it ha. Like yun nga, when I...
I know Mitch, nobody gets left behind.
Si Stitch ba nagsabi nun? Di ba si Lilo?
Ah, si Lilo? Malino naman.
Di ba si Lilo ay nagsabi nun? I don't know. I don't remember na rin.
Bala
I don't
sila.
Remember. But thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday. Wake up quiz tomorrow. Make sure to catch it if you want to win a prize.
Yes.
Hey, can we just give a shout out to Nathaniel Trilliana? Where have you been?
I know, right?
Oh my gosh. We missed you. Actually, people were looking for names.
You have been remiss in your duty, your TMR duty.
Good to see you. Good to have you back.
I know, right? Good morning.
Good morning. And good morning to everybody. Thank you for joining us. Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow. And make sure to stick around because... Did you see the next joke? Is it Rico? Is it Nikki?
I didn't see.
Is it Gail?
Rene Gail.
Piliin niyo na lang. It
Piliin
could
na lang
be
kayo.
Any. No, I think it's Nikki.
Okay.
I think... Nikki injured herself, didn't she?
Chine-check yung timing.
No, napasubo na eh. So I just want to give the right name. Nikki!
Nikki is up next.
So stick around. And enjoy. enjoy more Bright Wednesday. We'll leave you with something from Trey and Hazel, Sister Only on The Monster. Bye.
Bye.
The Morning Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app, twitch.tv/monsterrx931.
And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest, Monster RX93.1.